The so-called superbug at the UCLA Medical Center that's killed two people and infected five others and is being traced to a certain type of endoscope may produce at least one lawsuit. The lawyer for an 18-year-old says his client is in grave condition after having surgery which used the endoscope. Tests showed he now has the CRE bacteria. The teen's family is considering suing the maker of the endoscope because it's so hard to clean. The FDA is trying to find ways to improve sterilization of this particular kind of endoscope rather than recall it. But health officials are asking people to be calm. Dr. Benjamin Schwartz is with the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health.
One thing that is important to emphasize is that this particular outbreak of CRE is not a threat to the health of the public in Los Angeles County.
We'll link you to an NPR blog, Why the Superbug Outbreak Isn't as Scary as It Seems. But meanwhile, infections are a major threat in hospitals. They kill hundreds of thousands in the U.S. every year, the third leading cause of death in this country. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's John Daly introduces us to a mother who's doing her part to change that.
I had a 9-year-old daughter named Alyssa.
That's Carol Himmelgarn, a mom from the Denver suburb of Highlands Ranch, and she's talking about her daughter, Alyssa. Alyssa was out skiing one day in 2007 and seemed lethargic. She'd come down with swollen glands and a cold sore that wouldn't heal. Then it was off to the doctors.
She was diagnosed with leukemia on a Monday, and she died 10 days later.
Himmelgarn recalls those 10 days as an emotional roller coaster. Alyssa was admitted to a Denver area hospital. She seemed to improve a week after she was hospitalized. They walked around and watched a movie. Then things turned.
Her belly was hurting. Her behaviors were changing. She wasn't comfortable.
In her chart, days earlier, one of her providers noted Alyssa seemed anxious. Based on that, a doctor in training prescribed her the anti-anxiety drug Ativan. Hours passed by. Her blood pressure started to drop. Her pulse started racing.
She was failing in so many other ways that, you know, the medication wasn't helping at all because that's not what the issue was.
Himmelgarn, who spent her career in healthcare, told the medical team they were missing something.
I kept telling them over and over again, something was wrong. It wasn't right. They were anchored in a diagnosis that she really didn't have.
By morning, the situation was dire. Alyssa's dad grabbed his daughter's foot. It was ice cold. Himmelgarn began yelling for someone to do something. Alyssa was rushed to an intensive care unit, then into surgery.
And she was brought back to us, and we were told that she would not live. And we had to make the decision to let her go.
Himmelgarn says Alyssa had gotten a severe infection known as C. diff. She got it while she was in the hospital, and a boy in the next room had died from the same infection just a few days before. Himmelgarn calls it a classic case of failure to rescue. Those caring for Alyssa didn't spot critical lab results and didn't respond appropriately and quickly enough.
It wasn't the cancer that killed her. It was medical errors.
Himmelgarn agreed to talk to us provided she wouldn't discuss the specific hospital, which she says eventually apologized for her daughter's death. She says the hospital has since made significant changes. New protocols, pediatric early warning systems, a rapid response line, and teams that can be activated by a patient's loved ones.
So me as her mom, I should have been able to make a call. It's just that at this time, that piece of it was not there.
Himmelgarn's personal mission now is to educate about medical errors. She's become a patient safety advocate and speaker. Recently, she met with a group of young doctors at a hospital in Denver. The heart of her talk focuses on Alyssa's story. She discusses communication, listening to a patient's family, and not getting stuck on an uncertain diagnosis.
Certainly that story, it's hard to quantify all of the ways that that sinks in.
That's Shelley Deerking. She directs patient safety curriculum at some Colorado hospitals. She says Himmelgarn's presentation makes a big impact.
It's huge. I call it connecting the heart with the head.
A study published in the Journal of Patient Safety in 2013 estimated as many as 400,000 Americans die from medical errors each year. That figure would rank it in the top three leading causes of death behind heart disease and cancer. Those errors cost roughly $20 billion a year nationally, according to one estimate. Donna Kasuda chairs the advisory board of the patient safety group Think About It Colorado.
All these medical errors that occur really do increase the cost of care.
Meantime, hundreds of thousands of Coloradans, like millions of Americans, now have health coverage through the Affordable Care Act. Many have it for the first time. Dr. Brian Dwinell leads graduate medical education at Denver's Presbyterian St. Luke's Hospital. He says with the expansion of the healthcare system, safety is an urgent priority.
Throwing more patients into a system that isn't working perfectly clearly exacerbates the situation, so people are putting even more energy into it now.
Carol Himmelgarn's energy is focused intensely on patient safety. After her daughter Alyssa died, every morning she'd go to her bedroom to apologize for what happened. And she started sharing her story, believing it could make a difference for another family.
I just hope that it resonates somehow, because we know that storytelling in healthcare is very powerful, and that it's the stories that will help keep our patients safe.
She hopes that somehow that message resonates with everyone from providers to patients. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly in Denver.